on today's Tech Help for Churches, what Twitter is and what it isn't. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where we talk about using the internet, the web, social media, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'll be your host today. And I'd love for you to ask your questions, leave your comments, etc. So the first and easiest way to do that is wherever you're watching this, there's probably comments below. Just write those there. If you prefer, you can always drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff, and there you can interact with me as well. So let's talk about Twitter. As you may or may not know, I did write the book on Twitter for churches. This is called Tweeting Church. And so let's talk first about what Twitter is and what it isn't. Because of the original question, which was, what are you doing? A lot of people started believing that Twitter was all about the mundane details of life. The prototypical thing is, oh, I don't want to use Twitter. I don't think anyone cares if I had a ham sandwich for lunch. Well, generally speaking, you're right. And that is the problem. Now, they've changed it somewhat, but that's really not what Twitter is for. It's not for sharing the mundane details of life. In fact, if you do that, you're really not using it to its potential. So that's the first thing that Twitter isn't, is it's not a place to share the mundane details of life. It's not a place to say, oh, just clip my toenails. Really not interesting. Now, we'll talk about that here in just a second. It's not a place to hawk your wares. This is something that I see brands and churches get wrong all the time. They never provide any value. They never do anything. They just say, hey, buy a Coca-Cola, or hey, head on over to McDonald's, or hey, our services are at 9 and 11 a.m. on Sunday. You can do some of that, but that shouldn't be your primary job on Twitter. You shouldn't be thinking, okay, how can I get these people to buy or attend or etc.? Think instead, how can I be helpful to them? Next, it's not a place to brag about your numbers. I've been guilty of this, and that's partially because I'm surprised at how big my account has grown. And I just, I think that it really is kind of like saying, oh, look at me, I'm smart, or look at me, I'm talented. It's just not a good place to do that. So while it's fun to look at your numbers and go, wow, I've got 40,142 people following me. That's kind of crazy. It's really not something that I would recommend you doing on Twitter. Just, you know, make a note of it, chart it in an Excel file, do what you want. Just don't be, hey, look at me, I'm great. No one wants that. So you'll actually lose numbers if you start bragging about your numbers. Next, it's not a place to stroke your ego. Now, I all know that we're searching for significance. We all want to be better at stuff. We all want to be acknowledged as an expert or just generally liked. But Twitter isn't a place for you to say, hey, look at this great thing that I did. Now, I've been guilty of that. As I've started exercising, I've kind of been surprised that at the age of 40, I'm able to do some of the things that I'm doing. But I think that that's, again, a place where I'm learning and a place where you can grow in what you do and get better and better at it over time, as opposed to just not, quite frankly. So what you want to do is you want to share what's going on in your life, but you don't want to be someone that is all about, hey, look at me, look at the great things that I do, etc. You see, what Twitter is it's a great place to share stories. Just a minute ago, I talked to you about the idea of telling you that you, saying that you were clipping your toenails. Now let's talk about how you can turn that into an interesting story. I wrote about this in the book, and this actually happened to me, and it freaked me out just a little bit. But in retrospect, since all was well, it's a little funny. So I'm clipping my toenails one day, and one of them flies up into my eye, and it gets stuck there. And, you know, I'm thinking, this is not good. I'm going to scratch a cornea. I'm going to poke my eye out. This is just bad in every way. Now, eventually I got it out. But it was just this crazy thing of, then I was 39. So in 39 years of my life, I had never had a toenail fly into my eye. But it happened this one time. So I did share that strange story. Another time, I came down from bed and my then 10-year-old daughter was there. And I said, I need some coffee. To which she responded, Daddy, you don't need coffee. You want coffee. You could drink water. So I shared that little story, and I got all sorts of engagement from people that are saying, wait until she's older. She doesn't get it yet. Yeah, well, technically correct. She just didn't quite get the point that as an adult, sometimes caffeine is a suitable replacement for sleep. Not really, but that's how we deal with it. So that's a good story, or an example of a story. And with Twitter, since you've only got 140 characters, your stories have to be short and pithy, to the point, no room for extra embellishment. Twitter is a place to add value and help people. I think that this is just a great use of Twitter is, anytime you see someone that's struggling with something, help them out. Make it about them, not about you. When you do that, I think that you really build friendships and relationships in a way that, hey, buy my latest book, just doesn't do. And if you do that enough, you might find that your latest book sales are going up, or you might find that people in your community start coming to your church because they start to like you, and that really, really matters. So think about that. Next, engage on Twitter. That's one thing that it's really great at. Engage in conversations. Pay special attention to others. Really treat people as if everyone is walking around with a sign on their chest that says, make me feel important. Because most people have a spouse that's just laid into them for something they're not doing, a boss that told them just how poorly they're doing at work, etc., etc. And you have an opportunity to make them feel like what they are, which is someone that Jesus loved enough to have died for. So, go right ahead and make people feel like they're important. That's what I want you to do. Make someone feel like they're important. And finally, encourage them. If you see, this is something that I've done a lot. As I'm an author, I'll find first-time authors that say, I don't know if I can write this book. And I remember being there. I remember all the self-doubt of thinking, I don't even know that I could do this, let alone, is it right? So that's exactly what I want to encourage you to do, is look for people and give them courage for what they're doing. That's what encourage means, to impart courage, to tell them who they are. I was recently at an event at my church. It's our leadership retreat, and we had an activity where we were all about encouraging each other. And that actually gave me courage. One of the encouragements, which was that I was best when I was pushing through the hard to get to what God had for me, it gave me courage to actually do that. And so that's what I really want to encourage you to do. You see, when we break it down, what Twitter is Twitter is all about relationships. Now, you can think of it as a broadcast medium, but please don't. Please don't stop there. Think of it not as a broadcast medium, but as a place where you can engage with people. A place where you can really become friends with people that you wouldn't meet otherwise. People from all over the world. Because it's not live, you can make friends with people in China. You can make friends with people in Africa. You can make friends with people in Europe. Do you see how you have more flexibility on Twitter than you would normally have? And you can also reach out to people in your neighborhood that maybe are too afraid to come out, or maybe think that your church isn't for them. And you can let them know that it is, and that the walls haven't fallen down or caved in when someone who thought themselves a notorious sinner came in the past. So they're probably not going to do that again. Some final thoughts right after this. The Church TechCast Network shows and Tech Help for Churches are generously provided for by viewers like you. Thank you. Head on over to patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff. That's patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff. And you can support the show. Every little bit helps. Thank you. So if you enjoy this show, I'd love for you to subscribe. It's free, it's easy, and you can do it in iTunes or any of the podcatchers that you like for either audio or video or both. And then you'll get the shows automatically. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment, share, thumbs up, do all that great stuff. And what I really want you to do is go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.